6:06, welcome to Monday.
That was the fastest weekend of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. As in, it felt like weekdays, and there was no weekend.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just like, I'm just still going.
By the way, welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Now, this weekend was Summerfest.
Yes.
And I heard there were like thousands of people in the Nob Hill area.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So fun.
I heard we ran out of static papers, and not just us, but like even all the copies down at the Lobo.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
I didn't know that much.
Yeah.
I was just handing them out.
That's what Nate told me last night.
Yeah, it was pretty
crazy. He said it was insane.
Yeah.
In an awesome way.
So many people would freak out. They'd look at the marquee.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what? Star Wars?
Yeah.
And they'd walk in.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what happened. Like, literally, I saw that same thing happen with different people at least 20 times. Everybody was taking a picture of the marquee.
Yeah.
Coming up, getting some free water and Gatorade. It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty great. Yeah. If you missed it, this last weekend, Summerfest, the city put on a huge event. And I guess one of the biggest sponsors of the event, Breaking Bad.
What?
I know, right?
I didn't know that.
The mayor was down there.
Yeah, we saw him.
I know.
Mayor Barry.
Yeah.
He was just walking around in that striped shirt like, where's Waldo?
I love that dude.
He's great.
And his mustache.
And that shirt.
Yeah.
That shirt was pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
But his mustache is pretty manly.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's full.
You need something like that if you're the mayor of this town.
As the mayor, I know.
Just saying.
There's only room for one of us.
It's what he looks like. Old Western, like, yeah. Great dude. So anyways. But yeah, good weekend. But you pretty much worked all weekend.
Sort of, yeah. It was fun, though. I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I didn't work at all. I worked at home.
What'd you do at home?
I cleaned.
Oh, the ever-popular cleaning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
There's no more dog hair on the ground.
Lies.
Okay.
There really is. There's just no more that you can see
for now.
That I can
see, and I'm mopped over it, so it's okay.
Dude, we got tile thinking it was going to be easy, and it's pseudo easy, but you can see every single piece of dog hair on the ground.
Which is helpful, because that was all there times like 1,000 with the carpet. Can you imagine what you're walking on in the carpet just because you're like, oh, it looks fine.
But vacuuming is so much easier than
sweeping. You can vacuum that.
Sweeping in. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just vacuum it. That's what I do.
I thought vacuums were for carpet only.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nah.
Huh.
If I need to, I'll sweep, but I'll get the vacuum out usually, and then I'll use that little hose thingy to get the corners.
I like that.
Works a lot better.
Okay.
And because, you know, all that, when you sweep, all of it goes in the air, and then you're like, okay, I got to wait for this to settle, and then I have to sweep again.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what I do because it stresses me out that it's in the air as well. Yeah. And I'm breathing in these particles.
So or we could just get rid of animals, not have dogs.
That's like asking me to get rid of my children.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah. I was thinking about it yesterday.
Getting rid of your dog so you didn't have to deal with dog hair?
No, not really.
That was the only
reason? I know
that
I'll never be able to because he's a sweetheart and I love him. But
he's a good dog.
He makes my wife crazy. So I'd rather have a happy wife than a happy pooch.
Okay.
That's, I don't know.
So. Well, at least your house, well, you don't have the problem of dog peeing on carpet anymore, right?
For now. Okay. Yeah. For now. So, yeah, this weekend, Pastor Scott's on.
Oh, yeah. How was your weekend?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah?
I got to take part in a purity conference.
Cool.
Nervous. Oh, yeah. Nervous that I scared everybody. It was funny, dude, because
they asked some good questions.
They asked some really good questions. Some of them were pretty intense.
Okay.
And so there was three dudes of us, Corey, Brandon, myself.
Okay.
And so we kind of all took turns answering questions. But yeah, I think I scared a few people because I was pretty blunt. And I told Pastor Scott I was going to be pretty blunt. But
he counted on you for that. I
loved it. It was amazing. So I was stoked just to be a part of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could ask you what kind of questions they ask you, but I'm a little afraid.
Yeah. So did you see the big movie?
Yeah.
And?
You're going to be mad at me.
Probably not, because we probably agree.
I'm angry at it.
Oh.
For being just okay.
Okay. High five. Of course, talking about The Dark Knight Rises,
yeah.
Released this weekend. Yeah.
And excuse me, there's only room for one crazy voice in Batman.
Thank you!
So, okay.
I walked out of the theater, and my immediate tweet was, well, at least now the Bat voice is the second most annoying voice in the films. Thank you, Bane.
Like, why did he have to talk like that? Darth Vader, are you kidding me?
He sounded like the turtle from the Neverending Story.
Okay, he totally did.
He sounded like the Orin or whatever her name is. Hey, yeah. Hello. I'm old, but I'm not because I'm Bane.
Yes.
Like, what is that voice?
I hated that they had this character who was like, he was the villain.
Right.
He had this crazy voice that didn't match him at all.
At all.
And
it sounded overdubbed.
It was, yeah, it was.
I was
like, I walked out mad. Kelly's like, how'd you like it? And I'm like, I hated it.
See, I didn't hate it.
And no part, like, as soon as I got out of the movie,
I really enjoyed it.
See, the thing is, I enjoyed it, but I hated it because it wasn't amazing. It wasn't extraordinary, and it was the end.
Yeah, it wasn't the best one in the series.
And Kelly's like, we have to go see it again, because now that I've seen it again, I totally get more of it.
Okay, but no spoilers here.
No, exactly.
However, the last 20 minutes of the movie was some of the most intense slash brilliant film ever.
Yeah.
Too bad it took 2.5 hours to get there.
Oh, my God. Like, I told him, I said, I think I hated it most because halfway into it, I wanted it to be over.
Like, it's okay. A really long movie.
It was very long, and there were some parts where I'm like, it's a little shaky right here. Can it move on fast?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a good film. It was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I expected it to be, so I feel let down.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm angry at it.
Maybe you just have unrealistic expectations. I talked about that at the purity conference.
Okay.
In marriage. Unrealistic expectations.
I should have attended. And
you should
have thought of it in movies.
And then you could have gone and seen The Dark Knight Rises and been like, oh, okay.
I totally get this.
I get that. That's cool.
He just talked about this. How timely.
Wow. It is Monday. We are here with you. Cover to cover today. Get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right. 6:26 now. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and the Dancing Girl.
Hey, I was just... The song.
I know.
It's
you
so
do that
perfect.
Every time.
I know.
It's okay.
I'm okay.
Feel free.
I feel free.
Yeah.
I feel free when I dance like that.
It's okay, Tiny Dancer.
No.
Yeah. Not a song.
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer. Sing us a song. Tiny Dancer. I think that's another song.
I think that's like the spoken version of it.
Sing us a song. That's Piano Man. How does Tiny
Mr.
Dancer
Piano
go?
Man.
Something, something, Tiny Dancer. How does that go?
It's like the jazz version of it.
I know I'm supposed to know that song because it was like a big song when I was a little kid, I think.
Yeah, I don't know it offhand.
Tiny Dancer?
No.
No?
No.
Billy Joel?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I think
no,
Elton
no,
John.
Billy Joel. Yeah, it's... Isn't Tiny Dancer?
I feel like the guy across the hallway would know, but he's actually working and busy
not
doing
listening
real
to
things,
us.
So he's not listening.
What?
I know. That
never happens.
Static.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was going to sing for you because you are undergoing issues with the song, and I was going to clear it up.
Yeah. Who sings that?
It's Elton John.
See, okay. Yeah, that's what. Okay.
And the song goes like this. Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Yes.
That's right. There it is. Okay.
How are you guys for a Monday?
Oh, you know.
We're good.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're excited.
That's awesome, guys.
Can't complain. I mean, we could complain, but what would we complain about, really? The worst thing that happened to me was seeing a less than stellar movie this weekend. I mean, really.
That's pretty much it for me.
I mean, really.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, really.
Same here.
Really?
That was probably the worst thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but hey, the song, Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer, Count the Headlights on the Highway, Lay Me Down in Sheets of Linen.
None of that rhymes.
I know.
It's
what a terrible rhymer.
Hold me close, Tony Dancer.
I don't get that.
don't eat Dan. But
that, see, that's a way better song. Because,
right?
I mean, he's the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
You guys are just too funny for a Monday. Okay, well, enjoy your week, and sorry I didn't bump into you. Mitch, I had something really funny for you this weekend because my friend came over and she wanted to play a Justin Bieber song.
Oh.
In my house, I know. And I was like, really? Really? You're going to do this? Well, I changed the words she said, and I sound better than he does. And I said, well, I'm going to take you to the theater and at the local theater, and you're going to meet this girl who likes also Justin Bieber, but then me and Steve, we're going to make fun of both, just
yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yep.
And she played it in my house, and it wasn't so bad. When I knew I was starting to ask for the chords to play along, I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah, see? Now you're a believer.
Oh,
No. I never did play it. No, let's just let that be known.
Yeah.
I didn't go for that. But
Steve-O's a believer, too. He's a believer, too.
Not.
He saw Never Any Say Never, and he enjoyed it. And so he's an actual believer. It's just, he's kind of backsliding.
Wow.
Well, I'll let you guys deal with that.
Okay.
Have a great Monday.
You
and
too.
All that jazz.
All right.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way, if you would like to chime in. You know, this weekend, because we all care what Marilyn Manson thinks, but,
well, yeah.
You know, he said that he is absolutely not a fan, cannot stand Bieber.
Well,
however,
him and Eminem have that in common.
He did admit to owning another artist that he listens to frequently on his iPod.
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Justin Bieber.
No, because I just said
I know. I just
like
I just really wanted. Okay, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I know.
Huge fan.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That's really weird that Marilyn Manson is a fan.
Yeah. So it says he's a huge fan of Timberlake, but he just doesn't get it. Can't stand Biebs. I'm sorry
someday.
For you, because I know you care.
Especially what Marilyn Manson thinks.
Wow. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, I can't believe you didn't know that. Tony Danza song.
I didn't know it.
I forgot. I think if we would have known to replace Tiny Dancer with Tony Danza,
we would have known. Yeah.
Right.
I know the Tony Danza song. So, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I was getting ready to call you guys, and I heard that gal call in. And I thought, well, I'm not going to call in.
Tony Danza.
Repeat who she said.
Yeah.
And plus, I was going to say Elton
John.
Something else. Elton John. Manson or something like that. I don't know. For some reason, I thought he had three names, so I'd have been wrong.
It was Sir Elton John?
Elton Newton John.
Elton Newton John. Maybe that was it.
Oh.
But that would be Olivia Newton John.
Olivia Newton John.
All right.
So, right on, man.
All right. Take her easy, man.
All right, you too.
I'm glad so many people are like worried that like we wouldn't get it.
I know.
Especially such an important song.
505-338-3700, the phone number. All right, you brought him up. I don't have any Biebs. Thank the Lord.
It's a sad day in Static Radio. We have played a song before.
Yeah, but this weekend, his girlfriend's birthday, and the only reason I knew that...
Selena.
...is because you retweeted Biebs.
I know!
You're insane.
No, Becca and I both did, my friend and I.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't make
Happy
it any
birthday,
less crazy.
Happy birthday, Selena Gomez. I love Selena.
Just because multiple people are drinking Kool-Aid doesn't make it less crazy, all right? Yeah, okay.
Because there's more of us. Get it?
Why is it that we are so obsessed, and... I'm not in this crew.
Yes, you are.
But the Biebs, he's all over everywhere.
You knew about
like
this before
away.
I did.
Well, yes, this is true. Because I read it on Good Morning America.
I try not to read bad things about the Biebs.
Ah, yes. A Los Angeles politician who saw Justin Bieber allegedly reaching speeds of up to 100 miles per hour on a busy city freeway last week says he believes the pop heartthrob should be arrested.
Well, that's... Okay, that's a waste of tax dollars.
What?
Because everyone's going 100.
No, not everyone is going 100. I saw the video. That dude's crazy.
Yeah.
He was, like, weaving in between traffic, acting like an idiot.
Because he's 18 and he's probably an idiot.
Well, no. He swears that there was paparazzi chasing him and he was trying to elude them.
That's what a lifetime of celebrity and being famous does to him. He always thinks paparazzi's chasing him.
Yeah.
And they're mean.
Yeah, so
paranoid.
This dude actually, City Hall or City Councilman Dennis Zine. He told ABC News on Friday that it was chaos, total willful disregard for people on the roadway. He watched the scene. He was the one that actually called the cops, and Bieber was later pulled over in his sports car, his $100,000 Fisker Karma that he reportedly received from his manager, Scooter.
Scooter, yeah, he received it on The Ellen Show.
Yeah, for his 18th birthday.
But it wasn't that color when he got it. It was like black or something.
Yeah, and then he turned it all chrome. The entire car.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's a big mirror, so paparazzi can't.
It looks like a Cylon from Battlestar Galactica. Original Cylon.
Well, does that make you jealous?
No, they're like these robot things that are all chrome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Doesn't make me jealous. It's just ridiculous. Like, I feel like that car is illegal because if the sun shines on it incorrectly, you could blind people and it's just stupid.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Driving a mirror.
He did that so paparazzi couldn't get a picture of him in his car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
But my big question is, why do we care?
Right, exactly.
Who cares? But it's like huge news. Biebs, they want arrested. People are going out and filing complaints and saying, look, he should go to jail.
I think he's just naive, honestly. Like, even though he's 18 and he's got his whole business thing down.
Yeah.
I think he's just, I skipped over your question, why do we care?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just answer. I think he's just naive and doesn't understand what he's doing.
I don't think he's naive. He's 18.
Right.
He's not naive. Here's the thing. He's blaming the paparazzi. I think he thinks he's invincible right now.
Right.
So he can get away with everything. So I don't think it's naivety. I think that... Well, no, that's pretty naive if you think you're invincible. But I think he's above everything, or at least he thinks that.
So maybe he should
go to jail.
Yeah, well, my brother-in-law sent me this article because for some reason he felt like I should know that that Justin Bieber thinks that he doesn't have to pay for gas in Canada. But he totally does.
Didn't think he had to pay for gas?
Yeah, like he thought that they just gave it to him for free.
Here's my question. Why do celebrities think that they don't have to pay for things when they're the ones with the money can actually pay for things?
Yeah.
Makes me so mad.
I get so angry.
Right.
Like, why would you even think about giving that to them for free? They can pay for it.
Yeah.
Give it to me for free.
Right. Yeah, so the Biebs, he's in trouble with the law, or at least he got a ticket for driving more than 65 miles an hour, but he was exceeding speed limits of up to 100 miles per hour. He was weaving in and out of traffic, and an attorney says it's hard to blame the paparazzi solely. Bieber drives a car that attracts quite a bit of attention. Pictures of that will bring money to paparazzi if they see it and sell the photos, especially of him in the car, so... they're chasing him. He's trying to get away. The other question is, if the paparazzi are acting this way, couldn't we just ticket them as well? Just send them all to jail together?
And they can stay in those same cell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool. I think people really just put him on a pedestal, and the paparazzi makes it easier for people to put him on a pedestal. Like, ooh, why are they chasing him?
Right, right. And so it's kind of this weird conundrum of he believes he's above the law, and it's probably partially because the people that were chasing him are giving him the image that he is immortal or invincible or.
And it's scary when you read that article to me. I was like, man, doesn't that sound like something that happened like 15 years ago?
Yeah,
that's scary.
It does.
Yeah,
absolutely. So you would think, because I remember the Princess Di story and when that happened and people were freaking out then, and it was a big deal in paparazzi. Now there's like reality TV shows and TMZ and all these things, and that's literally what they do.
And they're mean.
Yeah.
I watched YouTube videos of literally, that's all it was. It was, I don't know.
I spent hours watching YouTube videos of paparazzi chasing my favorite celebrities.
About 6 minutes. It was a 6 minute video, but it was like literally just clips, and they were so mean to all of them.
You are the person that cares. That's hilarious. Like, my question of why do we care? You're like, because why do you care? Because you do.
No.
Don't you try and lie.
Okay, here's the thing.
Retweeter of Bieber.
Okay, I just retweeted for Selena's birthday. Okay? That I was saying happy. That was my way of saying happy birthday, Selena Gomez.
Wow.
That's it.
And how is Selena these days? When was the last time you talked to
Selena? She's doing great.
Okay.
She's doing good.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to her,
yeah.
Or because she's never talked to. She's never talked back.
Yeah.
It's okay. Can we go to a break?
Just kidding. Oh, man.
A I'm having a hard time.
It is amazing to me how involved you are with the Biebs.
I'm not.
Well, I mean, you're not involved with the Biebs.
No.
You're happily married, but you're slightly retweeting him like a crazy person.
Just once.
I think I need to have an intervention for you.
Can you?
Yeah,
can Biebs
I think
be
so.
There?
No. No!
Is that possible? Do you have connections?
No, I do not
can
have
I meet
those
them?
Connections. No.
I feel
and
like
if
you
I had
do,
them,
and
I wouldn't.
We do have those connections. I figured it out. This
oh,
is how
okay.
it can happen.
Okay.
Okay, so you know, I know Steven.
Uh-huh.
Who is in a band called Amberlin.
Uh-huh.
And there's somebody who is a big fan of Amberlin named Chris Kirkpatrick, who was in NSYNC, who
uh-huh.
knows Justin Timberlake, who knows Justin Bieber. This is possible.
Ah.
I can meet Justin.
No, you cannot.
And Selena.
No, you cannot.
And we can be best friends.
You sound like a crazy person.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, of course you are. No, yeah, totally kidding. Wow. So pray for my co-host. We're going to listen to some music now.
At least I don't like that boyfriend song.
Yeah, good
Let's
for you.
Listen to this one.
Good for you. Yeah, this would be Ilya, a song called Ezekiel. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Wake up! Wake up! Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. I forgot to respond.
Oh, hey. Steve-O and Mitch, it is 6:47. Welcome to Static Radio. Happy Monday to everybody.
Hey, I'm still stuck in, like, thinking about the Biebs and Selena Gomez.
You're going to be okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
It just, I feel like that's, now that you started off there, I have to, that's going to be the whole morning for me.
No. If you missed it, though, this weekend, Selena's birthday.
Happy birthday, Selena.
Wait, who is she, though? She's like girlfriend of?
Girlfriend of Justin.
I don't think I know who she is.
Yeah,
I could
you do.
Not point her out in a lineup.
Yeah, you could.
I could?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my wife last night was watching the
Teen Choice Awards.
Okay.
I didn't watch
Glad
them.
Glad you know. The surfboard people?
Yeah, but I didn't watch them.
Okay, so she kept, the Angels were playing the Rangers last night on ESPN. It was the Sunday night game of the week.
Mm.
And so I was watching that, but then she kept going, can I just flip over? I just want to see who's performing. Because like No Doubt performed.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah, they just put out a new single, apparently.
What
I'm like, what?
Heck?
So the 90s really are coming back?
Yeah, everyone's coming. Everybody's thinking they can just keep doing whatever they were doing 10 years ago.
Which is good, I guess. If
yeah.
it's good, I don't know. I'd like to
if it's good.
Say, yeah, No Doubt. They were pretty huge. And
they were.
I don't know.
They were pretty big into the 2000s.
I was doing Shock Therapy Live, so I missed the No Doubt performance. But Chrissy said,
It's okay. Meaning no.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
so,
it.
So the Biebs was on.
Yeah, he performed As Long As You Love Me.
The night ended, and I felt like I need to just stop talking to you because the night ended with some chick, and I'm going to totally mess up her name. She sounds like she should be Billy Ray Cyrus's kid, but
oh,
it's not.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly, that one.
And I hate that song.
So she ended the night, and Chrissy's like, who is this? And I'm like, she's only famous because she totally opened up for Bieber.
Why do you know that?
Because you tell me things.
I did not tell you that.
You are a liar.
I did not tell you that.
And so she started laughing. She was like, Mitch tell you that? And I'm like, yes. I knew that because of that stupid show you made me watch on that station. It was like a national thing.
Show,
like ABC
station,
or it was like a 2020 or
ABC
something like that.
2020.
And they did Bieber.
Oh,
and it was like,
I made you watch that?
Yeah, it was on.
I never once.
That's true.
And I believe I got a text from you saying, well, turn it to this station right now. And I said, I've been watching it since the beginning.
Yeah, so I was flipping through and that's the part I caught. And so it was like, who's that chick? Remember,
yeah,
because she was like, I don't know, performing with him or something.
Yeah, it was. I'm not.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It was just like a catchy song, I guess.
I felt strongly last night watching the Teen Choice Awards about Static Radio now, as if I didn't before. But now it's like, no. This mission is very important. We have to redeem crappy music.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable
it's
what
really
is popular
bad.
Right now.
It's really bad. I know. Every so often I flip to like different stations in my car just to like see what's going on. And it's literally the same five songs that play
over and over and over
and over and over again. I'm like, oh, cool. just heard the song. I don't want to hear One Direction ever again.
Yeah, we have like a responsibility to enlighten people
to the public
on what is not lame.
Yeah.
Because,
I think we do a pretty good job.
Man, there's some bad music out there.
Yeah.
And there's a gajillion teenage girls screaming over it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
really upsetting.
I would categorize Biebs in that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Even Joey liked As Long As You Love Me.
Oh, man. Even Joey?
Yeah.
Who is he, the authority?
He is the authority when it comes to music.
Static.
Mark Wiggins, good morning.
Wiggins!
Hello.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
wow.
Dude.
This person performing exists or whatever. I saw her on Good Morning America, and I just wanted to see because, you know.
Do you feel like she tries too hard? Like, that's all a joke?
I think she's completely stupid. You know, I don't want to sound mean.
I feel like record labels got together and they just start trying to name trends. And they're like, okay, we're going to make this popular. How are we going to make this popular?
Well, Lady Gaga came on the
Let's get them on television.
Scene.
Let's get them in a Pepsi commercial. Let's do these things. And now everyone's going to love them. And people do.
And people do. Lady Gaga at least has some talent. I don't really agree with. She can write a good song.
No.
Oh, have you heard her play? No, wait. She's actually talented.
She's talented. I'm not really into her, but she's talented. Nicki Minaj is just an idiot. Or,
yeah.
I mean, just acts like an idiot.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. And I always said the same thing about the B-52s. I don't know who they knew in the industry to write a song called Rock Lobster.
Yeah.
And
Rock Lobster?
Anybody, that's not even music. David Myers, my brother-in-law, has the most talent of anybody I've ever known in person. And he is no longer in the music industry. And Rock Lobster is still out there making money.
So true.
So,
but it wasn't a rock.
No,
it was a rock lobster.
No. My heart. I have a heart condition. You guys can't. Good morning. I love you guys.
Love you too. Wiggins. All right. Fireman Wiggins. Love it when that guy calls in.
Yeah, it was funny.
But it's true. How are these people popular?
Have you ever seen that commercial? I think it was like a Pepsi commercial or something where they like got these two people together and they're like, okay, you're now a star couple. These are your names. This is what you're wearing. This is what you're doing. And like there was like wardrobe malfunctions like planned for them.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's it.
That was just Hollywood doing
That's what happens.
Yeah, like
that's
half the time I have to wonder, like, were Katie and Tom, like, real? Did that really happen?
Katie and Tom.
Cruise.
Oh.
Like, was that planned? Was that, like, a five-year plan that they were on?
I am so not in the loop with you, and I'm so glad by that. It makes me happy.
Oh, good.
To know that I'm not.
But you know, like, okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I love 90s music.
Yeah.
You love it more. And you can tell me
That's because I was alive.
About 90.
That's true.
You're not alive anymore?
It's because it was a solid time, bro. Because there was a lot of junk out there. And then a dude named Kurt Cobain came on the scene and flipped everybody upside down. And it was like,
so how do you feel about Courtney Love these days?
What do you mean?
Well, like, he's... Kurt Cobain's no longer with us.
Right, right.
Rest in peace.
Has not been for a very, very long time.
Yeah. But there's speculation as to how he died.
Oh, see, that's stupid.
So do you think
whatever
that Courtney Love had something to do with that?
No,
of course not. So you're not holding any grudges?
That is stupid. No, I'm not 12. I don't subscribe to the TMZ Twitter account.
I'm not 12.
Dude, please, please.
And
anytime
you know about TMZ.
It's called speculation for a reason. Like, I get so tired of people speculating on stuff where it's
no,
but really, I saw this report on TMZ, and they're the authority on this stuff.
No, so, I already said who's the authority. That's Joey.
I thought you were talking about, like, her music or something, because I know she was trying to make a comeback, and it was like,
I'm surprised that she's still, like, allowed on the red carpet after all the stuff that she does.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
See, here I go.
But again,
I watched MTV growing up.
Yeah.
So I know about all that. I got all this. Real World, seasons like 1 through 10, I got this.
Wow. That is bad.
I know, it's junk.
Horrible.
It's trash.
It really is. It's totally
which
trash.
That's why I don't watch it anymore.
It's good.
I hope they're on like on season 20 now.
I stopped watching MTV, which by the way stands for Music Television.
It's
when they stop playing music.
No. Well, you didn't seem to mind when it was Syphil and Ollie.
Oh, that was such a great show. No, you're right. You're right. But anyway.
Those are just little hand puppets.
It's just before 7 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And it is Monday, which means cover to cover coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We play a record in its entirety, front to back, cover to cover. In fact, this last week, we got a couple copies of the new POD Murdered Love record.
Sans I Am.
Yeah, I was going to say the last track, the quote-unquote controversial track, not on the record.
Yeah, but I thought the email that they sent Billiam was kind of interesting.
It was like the, speaking of controversy.
Yeah, well, they sent Billiam an email that says, send the Christian station this many CDs.
Right, and so I was like, oh,
that was like,
right.
That was code word
the Christian
for,
station. Send them the ones that deleted the 11th track.
We get the CD like, whoa. Is it a hidden track? Like, where is it?
Yeah. No, it's not on
the
record.
They just took it off.
It's not on that. So, with that being said, though, good possibility we could play that record in its entirety.
True. Or we could have just got the IM track and then stopped it at number 11.
Yeah.
Instead of playing 12.
Or just played the whole record. So, you know, I don't know. But we want to know what you guys think.
Jesse says the new POD.
Oh, well, there it is.
So.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That doesn't happen until 9 o'clock. We got a couple hours in between. We're going to talk about weed dating as opposed to speed dating coming up.
Or pheromone dating.
And no, it doesn't have anything to do with smoking the ganj.
Yeah,
actually, this
ganja.
Is actual weed.
No THC involved.
It makes sense, I promise. We'll talk about that coming up soon. It's Steve on Nick.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
7:06 now on your Monday. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve on Mitch.
Hey.
Before the break, we teased weed dating.
But not the THC kind.
Wait, what? That's what I thought we were going to talk about, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? We're talking about weed dating.
Yeah, this is a little bit more sophisticated.
Sophisticated, really?
Well, then weed,
is that really what you're...
Then weed dating.
You really want to stick by that sentence?
Yeah, because you can't pull up grass or anything else. You just have to pull up the weeds.
Ah.
It's literally
I think this is
dating.
Brilliant. Let's talk about it.
Alrighty.
All right. For one night a year, apparently a neighborhood farm in Northwest Boise turns into a place for singles who are tired of the same old dating scene. I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
The whole, like, dating.
It stresses me out when I hear about that. Like, gosh.
A poster board planted at the entrance of Earthly Delights Farm advertised weed dating with a heart-stamped arrow guiding visitors to a sign-in table where they were each assigned a number and invited to sample brew provided by a local brewer. I don't know if that's the smartest way you want to start off, like, speed dating type thing.
They get prettier.
Let's, yeah. Exactly.
You don't want anything to be altering your mind at this moment.
You don't want your inhibitions altered at that point. The farm is among a handful across the country offering an unconventional form of speed dating. Typically, speed daters meet at a bar or restaurant, switch conversational partners every few minutes in hopes of finding somebody compatible. With weed dating, the rapid-fire courtship takes place on a farm with singles working together in the fields. You're already stressed out.
Yeah.
The payoff for their toil, a chance at romance.
So nice.
Yeah. Joe, 27 years old, met his previous girlfriend while, quote unquote, weed dating.
Previous girlfriend, meaning they're no longer together.
Yeah. Hey, they were together for 9 months and found that few other couples could top their account of how they met. They have since split and...
Didn't work out.
He relocated to South Carolina.
poor guy.
Yeah. Quote, it's a pretty fun story because it's not like a known thing, weed dating. A lot of people are like, so you were on a pot farm? No, actually. Casey O'Leary, 33 years old, he owns the Earthly Delights Farm and first heard of the idea from a farm in Vermont. I guess farms in states that include Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio have also advertised similar, quote unquote, weed dating events. O'Leary organized the first weed dating last year for about 20 people, including some friends and interns on the farm. But more than 40 men and women showed up for this year's weed dating. Basically, the idea is this. You meet up on this farm, and then you help farmer. You pull weeds.
Yeah.
And I guess the idea is you strike up conversations with other people pulling weeds?
I don't understand. Like, I'm big on eye contact. Like,
okay.
If I can't make eye contact, you probably don't really have my attention.
Right.
And... So what do? Do you, like, judge them by, like, how well they pull up the weeds? Like, if it's,
no, dude, you're just hanging out having a conversation. I don't know.
Ugh.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm going to save that thought. Static.
Hello. Hey, this weed dating, you know what I think it is? I think it's a way to try to deter
farmers and country people from marrying their relatives. So, I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, this is a long way for the country people, you know what I mean?
I think you read Grapes of Wrath way too many times.
No, it's true.
Amazing. Wow.
Sweating and pulling weeds and, oh my, in the summertime, oh my. Are you kidding me?
I think it's a brilliant idea for the farmer.
It's for the farmer especially. What's funny is the last thing we talked about before this about the whole dating thing was pheromone dating, where you smelled them, where you want to smell good. Obviously, here pulling weeds, you're not going to be smelling that good.
No, you're not going to smell good at all. You're going to have sweat marks in your pits, on your back, and, God, it's going to be horrible.
But isn't that a good thing? Because if you are actually attracted to said person and find similar interests in them, then it won't matter. And then you're not surprised later when they're...
I don't know. Here's the thing about that. What if they actually just sweat a lot all the time? You don't know because you're out in the sun.
And so you
weeds.
Think, oh, it's got to be because they're pulling weeds.
No, yeah, but then like you're in a cool room and they're sweating. And you're like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I guess they see the worst of the person, at, you know, the first date.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, okay.
Get that Cloud9 stuff out of the way.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, as long as they don't marry their relatives, I'm all for it.
There you go.
All right,
love you too, bro.
Later.
Pull boy from Cruises.
Oh, that guy.
Love it, dude.
Bring it's in the truth.
So, weed dating.
Yeah.
Interesting, all right?
Weed, that sounded like a little bit like gangster, like weed dating.
weed dating, yo. Yeah, basically the idea is you show up, you help out on a farm, you pull up some weeds, and you strike up conversations with other singles.
And the farmer is sitting on his porch drinking a glass of iced tea.
Yeah.
Watching and laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it sounds like a good idea. You can meet at a bar or you can meet on a farm.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's finding somebody that, you know, maybe you have a common interest. Maybe you enjoy gardening or whatever.
Yeah, some
right?
people really enjoy it. Like, I wish... I don't understand. Yeah.
Crazy gardener.
Yeah. She's like the woman I aspire to be when I grow up someday. I can't understand. Like, I'm like soil, ground,
she
seeds.
Didn't, she wasn't
what
like
happens?
Born that way. You know, she actually had to like learn some things.
I don't know. I don't know. I just kill things. Like, that's what happens.
She was actually watching a movie this weekend that was really interesting called Return to Eden. And it was about this dude who did everything naturally. He didn't use pesticides or he didn't use Miracle-Gro type junk or any of that, any kind of chemical.
See, when I found out you couldn't eat stuff that has Miracle-Gro in it, it was mind-blowing.
No.
Like, but it makes it grow. It's a miracle.
Yeah, exactly. But as he was talking about, biblically speaking, it's all about patience, and they would actually till the ground and in their youth, and as it would grow and grow and grow, every year the crops would get better and better and better. Mm-hmm. But with this stuff, it's like we are in this fast food society of I want it now, I want it now. Mm-hmm. So you're putting all these chemicals into your vegetables.
So when they say patience, they mean patience, years.
Yeah, and so basically now with all these different chemicals, you throw them into the ground, and you get these fat cucumbers year one, and then year two that's smaller, year three smaller and smaller, so you have to keep putting more and more chemicals and eventually make your soil sterile. And so he was talking about how God has given us everything we need, and he uses, man, it's crazy, he cuts off branches and he prunes and does all this stuff, and then he chips it all basically like wood chips, and then that's what he uses to like fertilize the ground is
that's
wood
amazing.
Chips from those trees.
Aww.
And he's got these crazy lush gardens, and we're totally getting off subject.
So the farmer.
He
probably knows all that too.
Yeah, so here's how it works, weed dating. Each of the ladies assigned a specific row with more instructions to follow later. And the women given a crash course how to identify a weed versus a vegetable or fruit, and then instructed to pass that information along to the men who rotated from each bed every 3 minutes. Garden bed. Just want to clarify that one.
I knew what you were talking about.
Okay,
but thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you
for bringing attention to that,
sorry.
Because I totally...
Yeah. I'm serious. Are you being serious?
Yeah, no, I just didn't even think of that. But now that you say, I'm like, oh, yeah, good thing.
Well, it just sounds weird because you're speed dating.
Garden
but
bed.
But it's like, garden bed.
Okay.
Garden bed. You're rotating garden beds. You know, the only thing they ask is don't pull out the crops. This is a working farm. But one, the farmer has somebody there to help pull the weeds. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the show.
It's Monday.
Yeah, Steve-O and Mitch here with you. Static Radio.
I keep forgetting about Cover to Cover.
Cover to Cover is coming up at 9 o'clock. We do a record in its entirety, front to back, cover to cover.
Thebes.
Yeah. He just fired one of our listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has the authority to do so, but...
I mean, he does what he sees fit.
Yes. Yes.
So...
What do we got so far?
Me Without You, the brother-sister.
Okay.
The new POD.
Yes.
Audrey, who has been fired, says Toby Mac. And Josiah says Icon for Hire. And then Thebes doesn't count, because it wasn't anything.
Yeah. We did get the new POD this last week from Razor and Ty.
We did.
The record label.
And
got a couple copies to give away, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we may just have to, rock that one, play a little game later.
That would be cool.
And give away some prizes.
That would be cool.
Got some fun stuff.
Yeah.
So we were talking about conversations. You said you're more of like a dude in conversations?
Well, like over the phone. Like I feel weird calling people to talk to them.
Really?
Yeah, like whenever I look at the minutes that I've used on my phone for the month, it's like literally 30 minutes the entire month.
And half of them are me.
I don't know.
In awkward conversations.
Trying to get you off the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Talk to you later. Bye. Just want to throw the phone.
Why?
Because you don't know how to end a conversation.
Don't worry.
My own husband doesn't know how to end a conversation. He'll just be like, so do you want to go see the new movie later? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Alrighty, well, I'll talk to you later. Okay, well, alrighty, I guess I'll just talk to you later. I'm like, okay, bye. He goes, okay, I'm just going to go back to work now. I'm like, okay, bye. And I'll just hang up. I'll text him after and always say, you're so awkward.
It's easy to get off the phone with my wife because you hit the point where you say, I love you, and that's the end of the conversation.
See, not for
that's
my husband.
That's usually it.
No.
It's like, all right, honey, well, have a great day. Okay, you too. All right, love you. Love you too. Hang up. I don't even say bye. Like, I love you is the bye.
Okay.
So that's easy.
So you can't...
But I can't do that with anybody else.
Bye!
So, it's not that I don't know how to get off the phone, I just...
You don't know how to get off the phone.
Yes, I do!
No.
Watch, call me.
Okay.
Bring.
Bring. I'm waiting.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
I was just wondering if I could trash the studio today.
Oh, why?
It's for a good reason, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, I talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Oh, are you going to use, like, your work time for that?
Well, yeah, I have to clock in. It's, you know, I can't volunteer.
To trash the studio?
Yeah.
I guess you can't volunteer for your own department.
Nope.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Is that it? Any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
You too. Bye. It's awful. And what sucks is that's not far from the truth of how it goes.
I'm sorry. I'm a texter. It's so much easier. Just text me. I hate talking on the phone. It's so awkward and weird.
But if I need an answer immediately.
Yeah, you should call.
Then I hate to call.
Yeah, because I'm the guy who it takes me 9 seconds to answer a text.
Yeah.
Like if I'll text you immediately. If I don't text like in the next 7 seconds, just know it's going to take me at least 3 days to respond.
Because the thing is, you've probably checked it. Mm-hmm. But you're like, oh, well, I need to respond to that. And then you're like, oh,
but if I'm in the middle of something, I can't just immediately respond. But then it goes back in my pocket. And then I've completely forgotten somebody's texted me. And then all of a sudden it's 2 days later. And then all of a sudden you'll get a text back that says like, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like, what? Oh, I was responding to your text from 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always funny when I see that because I have the iPhone. And so it's like, it tells me what the last text
right.
was.
Right.
But it's like, that was like July 17th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Really? Like, it took you that long?
Well, what is text etiquette? Like, if you don't respond within X amount of time, what is that time period? Like, that you just shouldn't respond?
No, there's no... I don't feel like there's any etiquette. I feel like you apologize like crazy. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was stupid. I forgot to respond. I checked in. I was, like, half asleep. Blah, blah, blah. Here's my response.
Oh, but that is such a long text, and I hate typing.
Well, it's...
Why can't I just respond?
Because then people are like, wow, glad I was last on the list.
You're not last on the list. You're just on the same list known as people who text me, and I just don't like communication.
Okay,
maybe.
I'm only going to text you if it's probably something for work.
Yeah.
Right?
Truth.
And so it's probably important. Therefore, I should be at least second on the list.
Okay. Truth.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying. And if I text you a novel, it's because I have to communicate it through text because you don't want me to call you, and I don't want to call you because I can't get you off the phone without being awkward. And then thinking about it for the next 5 minutes, like, gosh, why was that so awkward?
In text conversation, you sometimes miss, like, inflection and stuff, so then it's just like, what was that all about?
Right.
Mm.
See?
You should really just call.
Okay. But then I have to, but then I think later, like, why couldn't he just say bye? Like,
what do you mean? Okay, you
okay,
know
so
what?
Here, here's
From
the
now
thing.
On, I'm just going to be short with you.
Okay, yeah.
And then everybody's going to be like, why are you mad at me? Because that's the other problem. When I don't feel like talking or if I'm playing a video game, watch, I'm playing a video game. Call me.
Bring, bring. Hello? Yeah, hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey. Hey. Hey, glad you're answering. Thanks. I needed to get some clarification. So,
Kay.
Yes or no?
Uh-huh.
No, I need to, could you answer, please?
Yeah.
Are you playing a game right now?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
I hung up.
Oh, see, and then I just do this shoulder thing where I drop my phone and keep playing the game. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
How did we even get in the topic of this?
Well, according to a survey by a communications company called Axishon, I don't even know how to say
Sounds
it.
Awful.
They looked at how people use text messages to communicate, and here's what they found. Men actually text a larger number of people than women.
Huh.
The average guy regularly sends messages to 17 people, while women regularly text about 13 people. There's no way I text 17
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't even think I text 13 people.
I'm checking my phone now for this last weekend just to see. Over the course of this weekend, there's no way I texted that many people.
I don't think. Or is it like texting the same person 13 times?
Oh, wow.
Or 17 times? Did you text a lot of people?
Yeah. So do we count Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the iPhone shows you like who you texted. Friday. And it's all different people. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people.
Just on Friday?
No, that's all the way through Sunday.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, I text one person on Friday.
Okay, maybe the survey's on to something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's Friday.
Oh my gosh.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 people.
Oh my gosh. 9 people on my side. But, you know, I realize that they're all one-liners. They're all really short.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm ending the conversation via text.
Which is hilarious because according to the survey, when it comes to guys, they usually text to avoid actual conversations, which is so true. They're also 3 times more likely to just text a coworker, and 15% have called in sick by text. On the other side of things, women supposedly use texting to deepen their relationships. 41% more likely than men to send longer text messages, and 54% more likely to text "I love you" to someone. Not surprisingly, young people are more likely than older people to communicate via text. People between the ages of 18 and 25 send about 133 texts a week, or 19 a day. That's more than double the number sent by other age groups. So apparently, according to the survey anyways, dudes do it to get out of conversations, whereas women want to enhance conversations.
This is funny because, okay, girls text usually longer.
Right.
So I'm looking at a conversation between two girls, me and actually Celeste. And look at this. There's so, like, look at these texts.
Ugh, those are novellas. That is awful. Okay, at least the end. You can tell where you guys are wrapping it up.
Yeah, like done.
Little one-liners.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Who has time to read? If I wanted to read, I would read.
Well, okay, then that means I have to call you and go through the awkward conversation, or I could just text you. But for you, I usually try to keep it like pretty.
Which is hilarious.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't. The last text I sent you was so long, and it was about.
Which is hilarious, because look. Conversation. Huge bubbles from, this was Celeste. You guys worked this weekend. Huge bubbles. And then my one line answer, blink, big old bubble, two-word answer. Blink. Like, yeah, yeah. But then the problem is people think we're being short.
Right.
Because we don't have these long conversations via text. Mostly it's because I just don't like typing. So I say, yes, if you ask a huge question, no matter how many words you put in the question, if it can be answered with yes or no, chances are as a dude, I'm going to say yes.
But that stresses us out because we just wrote you a novel.
What do you want me to say? Thank you for taking the time to be considerate and text me this giant long text that took me 7 minutes to read.
Yes.
The answer to your question is yes.
Could you put that in like a speed text where you can just type in like 1, 2, 3 and then that'll pop up?
Oh, hold on. Let me text you. N-O.
Whoop.
Sent.
That was good.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah. No! That's the point of a text, is so that you don't have to have a conversation with someone.
But that's a thing. It is a conversation. It's an easier form of conversation.
No, yeah, exactly. Because you don't have to have long, drawn-out, stupid conversations.
There's still things like there's details that need to be told.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
If you can
and I'm
answer
speaking
a question
in full
with
sentences.
Yes or no, just no. Because inevitably what happens is, hey man, you doing all right? Are you in a bad mood? What's going on?
I don't ever text you.
Nothing.
And I don't say, hey man.
And
hey,
I
bro,
mean it.
Are you okay? You
it's
doing
called
all right?
A text. I'm texting you in as few words as possible because it's a text. I'm not trying to send you an email via text.
I have to know.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
to know whether or not I'm texting in novels to you.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. The differences between men and women using text conversation. Why do you use texts? 505-338-3700.
I'll post it to Facebook.
Or Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I will post it to Facebook right now because I have traffic.
Yeah.
And there's stuff going on. There's road construction, right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. As well, there's an accident, Copper at Wyoming, and Median Works, Central Avenue. Wow. Central between Eubank and Elizabeth. And out in Rio Rancho, there's an accident on McMahon and Unser.
McMahon, really?
I've never been over there. McMahon, really?
You can't say McMahon?
No, it sounds like McMahon. Looks like McMahon at Unser. What?
It's
McMahon, why is there an H and an O in there?
You just want it to be McMahon, M-A-N, M-C-M-A-N.
Yeah.
McMahon.
McMahon,
no.
An answer. That's
nicely
a look at traffic.
Done. Traffic brought to you by Sesame Street, where you can learn things like how to spell.
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't look right. It's what I'm saying.
Static.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm calling about the why you text.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, as a person growing up in the age of texting, I used it a lot, at least early on, for like, I don't know, saying stuff that I couldn't actually say to the person face-to-face.
Ooh, okay.
Over the phone.
Right.
So, like, that made it a lot more, I guess, easier, kind of like when we used to use AIM or,
right.
I don't know.
You feel gutsier almost?
Yeah, because, like, it's not like, because you can always default back on, like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Like, you guys are taking it way out of context.
So funny. Oh, no, that's not what you're totally sarcastic.
Oh, no, bro, I didn't mean
it. Yeah,
like,
oh, no, not me. That's not what I meant at all. No, I did not mean that I threw your dog over a bridge. I swear. That's not how I meant that, okay? So, I don't know. Anyways, that's how, that's how I view using text messaging, at least.
Nicely done.
For myself.
Oh,
all right, guys, talk to you there.
All right, have a great day. 505-338-3700, the phone number. How do you use texting? According to the survey, men use it to stay away from actual conversations, whereas women like to write cute little novels to each other and engage in ridiculously long conversations of nothingness. No, I don't know. 505-338-3700. I agree, though. It makes you gutsier because you totally call somebody out via text without actually having to communicate with
them. Or you can tell someone that you like them, like my husband did to me.
Via text?
Via text.
Why are you such a jerk face? You can't call him out on the air over that.
Of course I can.
No, you cannot.
Because I remember the moment and it was hilarious. And I thought, man, if I marry this guy, I cannot wait to tell this story.
That is so not cool.
Yes, it is. And he thinks, and he's talked about it in his teachings, okay?
Right. So it's as okay. a husband, that makes me sad because it's difficult for dudes to share their feelings, bro. And so if he could at least get it out via text that he was interested in you, then pseudo kudos to that guy.
Via text?
Yeah.
I wish he would have just wrote me a note.
Oh, man. Static.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Hey, yo, this doesn't really have anything to do with text message. This is, you could add this to your traffic report.
Okay.
Westbound 40 from, like, Eubank. I'm almost to Wyoming now. It's, like, at a standstill almost, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
So you may just want to add that, and maybe when I get through this, I'll call back and let you guys know what's up.
So I-40 westbound sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
At you being gone.
Always. Yeah, there you go.
True dat.
Thanks, man.
Wait till school starts.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in on the text conversation or update us on traffic.
That's always helpful because sometimes
that is.
My website does not do that.
No, sometimes it's not the best when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Static.
Mitch, I totally agree with you. The English language is stupid, and it's Mick Mahone.
See? Thank you.
That's how I pronounce it. If they wanted it to be McMahon, then they should spell it appropriately.
See, exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's Mick Mahone, and I live off of a road. I'll just go ahead and say it. I live off of a road that is called McLeod. But I just say McLeod. Why is it spelled like that?
You know, I think that kind of makes us sound like the guy from Megamind, though. You know how he...
Olo. Olo.
Wow.
And Metrosity.
So. I love it. Nicely done. Thanks
Thank
for the call.
You.
Bye.
All right. Oh, continuing poor education everywhere. What is it? McLeod?
McLeod?
McLeod.
Oh, over there on McLeod? Yeah, that's where I live.
I think we should just start saying things and pronouncing things the way they're spelled.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then you'll really get to know the English language. Right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hey, I was also in that... back up a little while there on westbound 40.
Oh, yeah.
I passed it. It's a crash somewhere around Louisiana.
Oh.
Three cars. They're all off to the left. So
Dude.
There should be traffic moving pretty quick, pretty soon. But the cops are probably there, so.
There you go.
So, thank you.
All right. Thanks, man.
No problem.
All right. There it is. Traffic update. And apparently westbound I-40, very slow, at least.
Up until Louisiana.
Yeah. Eubank westbound till at least Louisiana. Three car accidents. And yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks to the listeners for all the updates.
Thank you for your updates. Also, don't drive by and look because you'll cause another accident. That's
exactly.
My least favorite thing. That's why whenever I'm driving, I'm like, Kelly, look! Look what's happening! What's happening? I can't look. I'm driving.
Tell me exactly what you see. Detail it to me. Text me, if you will. The
no, because then I get nothing. Okay. He is the absolute worst texter in the entire world. And it's funny because before we were dating, he was a great texter.
Well,
like, isn't that how he shares his feelings with me? Except I think it's adorable how he told me, but you know, we're also in our 20s, so
you know, it just makes you a little more brave through text.
It really does.
I'm just saying. So yeah, dudes, we stay away from texting to avoid, you know, convos, as you put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's true, but at least according to this survey, it's true. I would say it's true. I agree with it 150%. A survey by a communications company called Axision.
Of course.
Looked at how people use text messages to communicate. Here's what they found. Men actually text a larger number of people than women. The average guy regularly sends messages to 17 people, while women regularly text about 13 people. And we even checked our phones, and I like tripled the amount of people that you texted over the entire weekend.
I just put more thought into it.
But how many people did you talk to on the phone?
Not that many.
Okay, yeah.
Like, literally, I don't really talk to people on the phone. If I get a phone call, I'm like, what is that?
Why didn't they just text me?
Yeah, especially for that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess when it comes to guys, they usually text to avoid actual conversations. They're also three times more likely to text a coworker and call in sick via text. So, yeah, I guess it makes you braver. You don't have to actually. And if you text in sick, then you don't have to fake your sick voice.
Yeah, true.
Just saying.
And also, I find that I'm a lot more funny through text.
Ah.
So, or through tweets, which is what I love.
Is it because you don't have to be on the spot witty? You can think about it?
Well, honestly, when I'm texting or even tweeting, it's not like I'm sitting there trying to think of something funny. I'm like,
right.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm tweeting that right now. And so I'll just tweet that and then people will favorite it.
You're all about that. I'm trying.
Okay, whatever.
You have to give me a shot. I'm trying to be a tweeter.
I was looking for, you said you text right after you, or you tweet, you tweeted right after you saw the Batman
yeah.
thing. And so I looked at it and you had like 3 retweets. Are you kidding me?
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
See?
I don't know what that means.
That means people are like, totally agree, retweet.
Oh, cool. Right on. Static.
Well, you know why men text more?
Why?
It's because of all those short conversations that they have. If they would just get it all out in one long conversation, then they wouldn't be texting as much.
Oh, dude, that'd be just horrible. Oh, it's like a novel. My thumbs would cramp up.
You don't even use your thumbs to text.
Yes, I do.
No.
You do this, look. Dink, ding, 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 ding.
See?
No?
Or my pointer finger?
Yeah. It hurts.
At least with the novel, it's all said and done, and then you don't have to say it anymore.
Exactly. And you properly explained yourself with the right description, with the right dialogue.
Right.
You're good.
Mm-mm.
We win awards for a reason.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. According to a new survey, dudes text to stay away from actual conversations, while women write crazy long novels. So the question is, why do you text?
Taylor says, I text because I usually have no filter when I talk out loud. Rereading.
That's hilarious. No, that's good.
Rereading what I want to say is good for editing and revising. Also, I use a lot of emoticons or emojicons like that. Ha!
Oh.
Wah! Heart.
Joey sent me one this weekend and I was like, what?
What was it?
I was like, bro, Tony Hawk HD didn't release for the PSN, just Xbox Live. And I got back a thumbs down. That's
yes.
all I got. And I was like, oh, okay.
See,
well, I mean, that said it all.
If I'm texting through those as well, I can say all I need to say with like three of those.
Yeah.
So that's funny because it's all emotion. Haha, get it?
Yeah.
If they don't have a smiley, I assume they're not very happy. Smiley face. Right now I am happy. See? Smiley face. Yes, I see. And I know that was not a sarcastic remark because you have those three smiley faces.
See, and for me, sometimes I just want to say a phrase to a friend without really having to have a long conversation.
What do you want to...
Me and Joey went and saw a movie this weekend,
right.
And it was hilarious. And so I was thinking about this one line in the movie, but I didn't want to have like a full-on conversation with him, just... wanted to say that line, so I texted him the line.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And did you get anything back?
Yeah, it was like, ha, 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 ha. It was like, right. And that was it. You know what I mean? Why would we have to have a full-on conversation about it? It was like,
see,
funny line of a movie, or, dude, blah, 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 blah. That's it. And then, ha, 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 done. No, done deal. You don't have to waste time on the phone, and then there's no awkward, like, so what are you doing? I'm just playing video games.
See, maybe that's why you guys only hang out like once or twice
just
a month. Because you have texting to fill in those gaps.
That's true. Because we do that every day.
Yeah.
Truth.
It's so weird to me, though. Like,
why?
Like, because if someone were to send me a funny line from a movie, I'd feel like I had to think of something funny to say back.
Oh, man.
Or like, a funny line that came right after that.
No.
Why?
No.
This is too difficult.
No, it's not. It's so simple. You guys make it difficult.
No, there's more to it.
No.
There has to be. Robert says on Facebook, he says, wow, hold on, wait a second. I can't. Hold on.
What?
Can you read that?
Yeah, anymore. I am so impatient for this.
There are accidents. Hold on.
Wow. Nice.
Road construction, right lane closed. Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as Meeting Works Central. In Eubank, there's an accident out at McMahon at mm-hmm. Unser, or McMahon, whichever one you prefer. There's also a crash at Louisiana, so slower traffic westbound I-40 starting at Eubank, so keep a close eye on that because we don't need more crashes, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus.
This thing just showed up. See how that red dot just showed up?
Yeah.
Cool.
What
so there's
happened?
More. There's another accident. Two lanes blocked, I-40. Oh, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Cool. Never mind.
Never mind.
It's cool.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Sopo? Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number 338-3669. That's 338-3669. As soon as the show is over, I'm heading straight over to that area.
To SoPo?
Yeah. Well, Parchments.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that book. We were walking in there. By the way, if you've never been to Solomon's Porch and or Parchments, there's like this crazy awesome bookstore slash coffee shop there.
I almost go as far to say as it's my favorite.
Really?
Bookstore. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to pick up a book today.
Yeah.
That, like, Date Your Wife, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That looked awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Although you are judging a book by its cover.
Haha, literally.
Because that's what you did.
That is what I did. And I'm like, that looks cool. I just judged you accordingly.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be good. I'll give a book report. How's that?
Okay, cool.
After I'm done reading it.
A book report.
Maybe.
A 500
you never know.
Word book report.
Yeah. So we were talking about texting and why we use it, how many people use it. Apparently it's like the main form of communication these days.
Yeah.
Email's kind of going away. Facebook messaging is kind of going away. Texting is number one, to a point where now, man, that is the biggest issue on the road as well.
Yeah.
Texting and driving. Not even talking on the phone while driving, but texting.
I don't understand texting and driving because everyone has a smartphone. Well, a good amount of everyone has a smartphone. So that means that they can't feel where the letters
are. That's
why I gotta
look down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Which is why you die.
Like, right.
That's not good.
No, it's not. It's awful. In fact, one of the news local news stations here did a report this last weekend, and they were with some police officers who were kind of camped out over on Montgomery and San Mateo area, just standing there. They didn't have their police cruisers. It was like on the corner, and how many people drove up on the phone and then looked over like, crap,
oh, hey,
and dropped their phones. They said in the first 15 minutes they were there, I can't remember how many people were cited, but it was this like astronomical
number.
They
cited them?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
it was like,
man.
Yeah, we pull into the parking
that.
Lot. Yeah.
That's
and so
stinks.
They were just handing out tickets to everybody who was on their cell phone. So they're cracking down. If you're still like texting and driving and calling and driving, stop doing the police officer made mention how he was seeing a lot of people like with it on speakerphone and having it out in front of them,
yeah,
which is still not using a hands-free. So it's those people still got tickets. It didn't matter how far away it was from you.
Because even though it's hands, like you have it on the speakerphone, you're still holding it up in the air for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Like,
let's be honest, how many people are still using their cell phones while they are driving?
Yeah.
Sending emails, texting, tweeting.
And I don't text and drive.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Okay. I don't text and drive, but there are times when I'm like at a stop, it's a red light, and I'm that person that people are honking at to go because the light turned green, and I'm looking down at my phone, checking Instagram or texting.
Checking Instagram while you're driving?
I'm guilty. I'm the person that checks Instagram so much that I don't see the picture. Like, there's not new pictures. It's just the time refreshes.
Like, wow.
Like, this has been up for 24 minutes now.
Dude, I feel like there are issues with that, and there are also probably like facilities that can help you with those issues.
Oh, whatever. Like, you don't struggle with this too.
I do know.
Uh-huh.
With checking Instagram every 7 seconds?
Yeah, and apparently Twitter now.
Yeah, that's the big one. Thank you for that,
yeah,
by the way.
Know.
Well, I just realized it's a fun way to communicate with people and to be judged,
yeah,
apparently.
Of course.
So that's always fun.
That is.
But I retweeted a good buddy, Ronnie Martin, frontman of Joy Electric.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest dudes I know. And he put something up yesterday and I retweeted. And I got a really great tweet this morning about how I was judging people. Because I retweeted something. I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Amazing.
I haven't responded yet. Because I don't know if you even are supposed to respond. What's proper etiquette when you get slammed with a big old theological statement about how you're a judger?
Or just on overall.
Twitter.
What's proper etiquette when you get slammed with anything via text?
I almost feel like you shouldn't respond to those.
Yeah.
Like, do you even, like, when we get those emails and they're like anonymous and they're just like slamming you, but they have, I mean, you
pretty
know
sure
they're
cowardly.
You have their email address, yeah. So obviously it's like you quote unquote anonymous. You know what I mean? It's like you just tweeted that to the universe. I'm not going to get into a theological debate in 140 words or less.
I know. That's not possible.
Right.
Like,
so
I can't make my point.
It's not even 140 words, it's 140 characters. It's ridiculous.
Including spaces and it's so stressful.
There's no way. It's like take me 7 years just to come up with an accurate response on Twitter.
The last thing I tweeted, I think it was the last thing I tweeted, was I didn't even give it I didn't even give it like the glory that it deserved because this man, we were playing Star Wars this weekend
at
Nob Hill in the local theater, and this guy walks up to me. He goes, "Do you know who Luke's father is?" And like he was totally serious with
me. Don't you spoil this. There are people listening who have not seen these movies who do not know who Luke's father
is. Okay, well, spoiler, I'm going to say it. And I go, Darth Vader? And he goes, yeah. And Leia is his sister. And I was like, yeah. And they don't even know it. Like, I was sitting there like, I can't believe this conversation is having. This is the most basic, but probably the most genius conversation I could ever have.
Which, by the way, if you weren't at the Lobo Theater this weekend, I'm sorry for you.
It was amazing.
Summerfest, the city put on Summerfest. The mayor was out there, and there were thousands of people just kind of running around the streets of Nob Hill. And we were down there at the Lobo Theater and showing Star Wars.
Yeah.
The original trilogy.
People flipped.
In its entirety. So that was pretty cool.
It was really
cool. You and Celeste were down there hanging out, broadcasting for Static Radio.
Had a bunch of Static stuff. A lot of people were like, oh, I'm so glad that you're here. I've been waiting for this decal because they'd come in and get our decals. They couldn't come during the sticker stop. And so they did that also. Free water and Gatorade. We gave away that stuff.
See, that's cool.
That's nice.
Nicely done there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to be doing more and more and more of that. In fact, sticker stop this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be hanging out. And I actually talked to Tom.
Oh, cool.
So we're good to go for this Wednesday.
So.
It's on the corner of Central and Sycamore.
Oh, Sycamore.
Yeah. So we'll be out there Wednesday at noon rocking it for that. And yeah, I'm sure we'll talk more about it as it approaches. But yeah, we'll be out and about handing out the news, Static decal, the Static paper, all that fun stuff.
And I'll be texting novels to all my friends.
Great. Engage in said conversation, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, give us a call, 505-338-3700. Brand new song from Kenosis, probably my favorite.
Love it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
What are you saying, Mitch?
I don't know what to do. Paul Gallegos from Houston made me nervous about the camera.
Yes.
I don't know what to do with it anymore.
The ever-popular webcam.
Like, I'm just going to put the microphone in front of it.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to Static Radio. And if you would like to stare at Mitch
just
creepily, mystaticradio.com. We have a webcam.
We do.
And you stand directly in front of it.
Yeah, which is most of the time I will do this.
Yeah, we have a friend in Houston, Paul, who is in Albuquerque, who actually came, you know, to the studios and hung out. Him and his wife, Sunny. Very, very cool. And yeah, but he was talking about the webcam and how hilariously awkward you are.
Yeah, because I know it's right there. So there's times where I just will position the microphone directly in front of it so you can't see my face, or I will just completely step out of the frame.
Nice.
Like I'm done.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do.
T-minus 29 minutes away from cover to cover. We're going to play a record front to back in its entirety. Cover to cover.
Yeah.
This is why we call it that.
Every song on the record.
So, yeah. Make sure you get your suggestions in now. And yeah, we'll get to that soon. We were talking about texting and why people text. It's been an interesting conversation. I like Sean's. To save minutes.
Oh, yeah. And it really does.
It does.
As you said, everyone has unlimited text messaging.
And it's not just saving. To me, it's like not just about saving my phone plan text.
Saving
like
your life minutes.
It's saving life minutes. Because I'm not a... Dude, it hurts my ear hole to be on the phone because I always will get off the phone. It's like, I just spent 27 minutes having a conversation.
Yeah, but you're a talker.
27 minutes and 43 seconds.
And you can't say that you don't egg that other person on to talk as well. Because...
What do you mean, egg the person on?
Well, like you'll like, ask questions.
Yeah? Huh?
Yeah, what? What?
What? What? Yeah, what now?
Let's throw this down now.
Yeah.
No, like...
Yeah, what? Angels, I mean, free will, go.
I mean, like... you're.
What does that mean?
If you will let me talk and you stop talking.
Okay, sorry.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You like to talk. It's kind of your job.
That's what I do for a living.
I know, but on the phone.
I don't like to talk.
Or even you. Okay, whatever. Even you and like Stever. Like, okay, 15 seconds. Got 15 seconds. Okay, cool. And 45 minutes later.
Whatever, bro. Here's the thing. The funny thing is I don't like to talk because I talk for a living. So the last thing I want to, when I get done with the show, the last thing I want to do is talk some more. So sadly though.
That's why when people call, you're like, oh, I got to take this. Shut the door and you're on. answering the phone for like 20 minutes.
Those are important conversations.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're a jerk.
I'm just pointing it out.
I can't fire back at that one because you're right. But usually those are like counseling type situations. So it's usually people who need to talk.
Talking to Matt from Waverly about Amazing Spider-Man.
Hey, you know what? I don't like you anymore. You can go.
Because it was amazing.
Speaking of, coming up back to school, we're going to be auditioning for a new co-host.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Steve-O and blank. We don't know yet. So, question mark. You can be whoever you want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to... Okay. Yeah,
you can go.
Okay.
You can go. I'm just kidding. No, don't ever leave me. The last thing I want to do is have long conversations when I get off the air. But what sucks is, usually, because I'm so like... talkative and
hey,
loud.
Steve-O, come
and,
here. Come here.
Yeah. So I get pulled into conversations, and then when I don't super engage, usually it's like, hey, man, you all
right? That's your thing. That's your move, too.
I put my fist in front of my mouth because I don't want to interject. Because if I do, a 12-minute meeting turns into a 3-hour meeting.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. And so I'm not super big on talking after the show. But then because of that, the usual questions are, hey, man, are you okay? Hey, what's wrong?
I just talked for 4 hours straight.
What happened this weekend? Are you all right? Yeah, no, I'm great. No, really, man. Hey, if you ever need to talk to anybody, you can talk to me. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
So
I'm good, though.
Is this why you prefer texting?
I do. Okay. I really, really do.
One word texts?
Absolutely. I think like all men, at least according to this survey, men like texting to avoid actual conversations because we're not talky people. At least, you know.
You're very talky.
505-338-3700. Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, man. What's happening? It's Kevin.
Hey, what up, Kevin?
Hey, call me after the show. Okay, we'll talk.
I see what you did there.
Man, that was so funny.
Nicely done.
Took you a minute, but you got
it. LOL.
BRB, Raffle.
Actually, I don't do Raffle.
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, okay. I don't do the LOL. I just go ha 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 ha.
I know.
I find it, you know, better solves the laughing.
It's better.
Yeah, it's better. All right, Kev, I'll call you after the show, bro.
Later.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's be honest. Dudes are texty people because it's easier and quicker. You don't have to deal with it.
Well, there's times when, like, I'm just going to call my husband out because he's the only guy that I really text on a regular basis.
It's probably a good thing.
But he doesn't text me back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's times where I'm like, hey, throughout the past 3 days, I've texted you 10 times. And, like, not like long novels. Like, hey, what do you want for dinner? Hey, did you let the dogs out? Hey, blah, blah, blah.
We're busy, Mitch.
And he...
We're working.
He never replies.
We're working. We have jobs to do.
His job is his number one. No.
Well, because you think those are quick questions as if a dude can just reply like,
what do you want for dinner? Tacos.
Eggplant parmesan.
Exactly. There you go.
No, because you got to think about it. Because here's the other problem. You guys normally ask what we want for dinner at 1:30 in the afternoon when we just ate lunch.
Because I have to defrost something.
The last thing we're thinking about is what we want to eat in 5 hours.
Right. I have to defrost whatever meat is going to be involved because he doesn't consider it a meal unless there's like chicken or beef or something involved.
Also, as long as it involves something edible, we don't care.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, it's like...
Well, then it's ramen every night.
I don't care. What do you want?
Okay.
Well, I was thinking either A, B, C, D, E. You give us 17 choices,
right.
And it's like... Right. What was the third one again?
It's like a parable.
Oh, dude.
You're going to have to figure this out.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got some thrice for you now. This one coming from the Alchemy Index Volume 2. Song's called Digital Sea. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Welcome back to the big old show. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
It was really good.
Thank you.
You should really look into a musical career.
You know, I've been thinking about it.
I feel like you have all the right connections that you could really get big.
True. True.
Yeah, this could just, you know.
I really do. Take off. Be like a starting point for my real career.
Yeah.
You never know.
In jazz, Mike, you and Michael Bublé could do like a duet.
Oh, dude, I've always wanted to do jazz.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve on Mitch.
Hey.
Let me slow down. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, if you'd like to call us.
Was that creepy?
I don't know. Static.
Hey, is this Static Radio?
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Hey, my name's Clay. I just got done listening to y'all on the radio.
Yeah, man.
I have one question for y'all right quick.
Yeah.
Could y'all slow down when you say your number to call y'all? I kept dialing 383.
I'm glad you got the number eventually.
Yes.
Yeah. back to the talking and texting.
Yeah.
I text, yeah. I mean, I hate talking on the phone, too, so I know exactly what it's like from your point of view. But, I mean, I only text when I'm driving, so...
No!
Only text
no!
Have you seen how those cars look but afterwards?
I said that. Okay, I do the talk to text.
Oh, like with, like, Siri?
Okay.
Yeah, or Voxer, so I don't have to text it out.
And there you and but that aren't you still having to use your hand to do that?
Sort of. It's just like one little.
Well, I already drive with one hand. So.
Oh man,
you're breaking all the rules.
Yep. I do not condone.
Well, at least I'm safe about it. I go 5 miles under the speed limit.
So. So when you hit the tree, it won't be as big of an impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't go too far.
There you go.
As
right on, man.
Such a good outlook on it.
Thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I just said it too fast again.
338-3700.
That's 505-338-3700.
And here at Static Radio, we do not condone texting and driving.
No, we do not!
Voxing, which
whatever
is
whatever
that is. It's like little. It's like a walkie-talkie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't condone that.
Oh, like Haytel.
Yeah, Haytel.
I did that for about 7 minutes.
Hey, I told you. Haytold.
Haytold?
Get it? Because I Haytel. Hate.
Hey,
yeah, it's
telling you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seriously did that for about, yeah.
I downloaded it on my phone. I was like, this is so cool. Like, you would, like, Haytel people that are, like, with you.
Yeah.
Like, this is, okay, I'm done. Delete.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were talking about texting versus actual communication.
And
the
why?
Breakdown. Yeah. 505-338-3700. Want to remind you guys, we got a sticker stop this Wednesday at noon. Me and Mitch will be out on the corner of Central and Sycamore.
It's right off the freeway.
Yeah, it is. And so if you're wanting a new decal, it's a good place.
Or just, you know, another decal.
There you go.
We had a lady come in. She already had one, and she wanted another one.
Oh, that's right. And another area of her car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be down there Wednesday from noon to 1 on the corner of Central and Sycamore. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
Going to be hanging out. And speaking of the downtown area or the Knob Hill area, Calvary Knob Hill is putting on a crazy awesome reggae show this Sunday night. July 29th, 6:30 p.m. at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. It's my very, very first interview ever.
Really?
Yeah, as a DJ.
Really?
Mark Moore, lead singer of Christafari.
I guess.
Front dude of Christafari.
Have I really done an interview yet?
Yeah.
I mean, Sunny.
Yeah.
That's a cool first,
yeah.
First interview.
How many questions did you ask?
Zero.
Yeah, no. No.
So
until you actually ask someone a question during one of our interviews, you have not done an interview.
Okay, so how you doing?
Yeah.
Stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. So, what's up?
Hey!
I'm going to have to, like, help you along because I know when interviews come, you just kind of sit there.
Well, yeah, because you have it down. You've got this.
I have it down?
The whole interview thing.
I don't have the whole interview thing down.
So I listen and I take it all in.
You're supposed to engage in the conversation.
It's weird.
You're my co-host.
It's hard to engage in a conversation between two people.
You co-host.
Okay, so we got to get someone on the phone.
Here we go. No, you can interview me.
Okay.
All right, ready?
See, now I'm nervous.
Why?
Because now I don't know what to say. What's your favorite color?
You know my favorite color.
No.
What's my favorite color?
Green.
All right, good.
Okay.
Good job.
So now you just interviewed me. Do you see what just happened?
Oh.
You turned it around and you interviewed me.
Okay. All right, we're gonna do a quick interview.
Okay.
All right, the first three questions that come to your mind.
Okay.
And it's gonna be like the best the best. This will be your first interview.
My first interview.
Which, by the way, you. Getting back to that, Christ Afara and Avion Blackman this Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. free show at the Lobo Theater. All the details, mystaticradio.com.
Good job.
How about this? Look.
Okay.
You want to interview this person?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Static.
Dude, interview the pool boy.
There it is. Pool boy from Cruises. Perfect.
Pool boy. So how you doing today?
Wait. I gotta get his theme song. Hold on. You gotta introduce him to the show.
Pool boy from Cruises on the phone right now.
There it is.
Otherwise known as Adrian, correct?
Oh, damn, what?
Yeah, right. That's your name, right?
That's awesome you remembered. Yes, it is.
Cool. Yeah. All right, you're doing good so far.
Pool boy. So you work with pools.
Yeah.
Okay.
obviously.
What is your favorite type of pool to work with?
What the heck? What is that?
Well, I'm just going with Pool Boy from Cruises. I'm trying to make it relevant.
Yeah, but that's not interesting. Nobody cares about that.
Well, what do they care about?
I don't know.
What do you specifically care about?
What do I specifically care about?
Yes.
Jesus, my family.
You got a family.
My customer.
Customers. What do you find makes them happy?
You know what? It's really about building a rapport with them and you know, talking with them and letting them know and leaving the pool looking great and any problems with the equipment, let them know and just, you know, always be in contact with them and they're cool.
Okay, and what's the funniest story that you have?
Steve, do you remember?
I think I do.
Okay, here it goes. Portrait. Naked portrait. Old lady wanted to paint me naked. Craziest thing ever, dude. Oh my god.
So did she just she saw you cleaning the pool and she's like, I'd really like to paint him.
Well, what happened was I'm cleaning the pool, and she just comes out when I leave my ticket receipt to let her know what I've done. She usually will come out and say hi, and she's probably about 80 plus.
Oh.
And she's like, hey, have you seen my paintings before? And I was like, no.
Well, is this the first time you'd cleaned her pool, or was this, you know, a regular?
It hasn't been years, but I did it maybe 10, 15 times, because the other guy I work with usually does that pool.
Oh, okay.
But she never asked him, which was weird.
Aww. Does that make you feel better about yourself?
No, I don't want to talk about me being naked, so let's move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Final question.
I didn't have a next thing.
What?
Well, you kind of just cut that one short.
See, the problem is you're paying attention too much to the story. You got to think about where you're going to go next.
Oh, see, you didn't tell me to think ahead.
Right? So that's like, as a journalist,
that's what... Show her how it's done.
Right? So instead, the problem is you're like excited. Like, if you ever interviewed Justin Bieber, I think you would lose your mind because you'd be hanging on his every word.
I don't know. I think I actually have questions.
You get a little notebook, right?
Uh-huh.
Be a journalist, and you get a little notebook. You write out your questions, and then goes here, and then you hear that key phrase, and then boom, you don't listen to the rest of his story until he's done talking.
I have a question. It's hypothetical, and it's something I've thought about. So I'm wondering, maybe you could think about this too. Okay, so rise, like Planet of the Apes type stuff happens, right? They're rising. If they were to actually rise, would you like try to wipe them out too, even though you know they're a lot stronger than you? Or would you just kind of go with the flow and be like, guess they rule now? Like, what would you do?
Now, that's a question. Now, that right there is a darn good question. And I think I got a good answer.
Okay.
I would dress up in a monkey suit and join them.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa. That's it.
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one. Because then you will have risened.
Right.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, it's that time. We do it every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. We play a record front to back, cover to cover, in its entirety.
The whole thing.
Which is why we call it cover to cover.
Every single song in order.
Yeah. Except the funny thing is, we got this record in, and it was the very first request, I believe, this morning. Or maybe it was the second one. I can't remember.
It was the second.
Second one. For POD, Murdered Love, their brand new record. And when we got it from Razor and Tie, their record label, it was missing track 11.
And we were a little bit peeved.
Yeah, kind of bummed. It is the quote-unquote controversial track. And Sonny said in our interview with him a couple weeks ago that, you know, that's I didn't write it for quote-unquote Christians. And so maybe that's why, being a Christian radio station, they sent us different copies of the same record. So we're going to play it cover to cover in its entirety. But if you're asking where I Am is, so are we. Because it's not on the CD.
I Am, isn't that God?
Right.
Get it?
Good job.
Where is he?
Right.
Never mind. I ruined it. Go on.
The record is called Murdered Love. It's the brand new one from POD, and we're going to play it this morning, cover to cover. If you have not heard it, I'm going to go out on, I'm going to say it. It is my favorite. It's my favorite POD record, and I've been a fan for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Followed those guys, and I think the progression in their career has been amazing to see, and this one is my favorite for sure. You'll hear some interesting people who have brought guest vocals to said record. So pretty excited about that. And you'll either A, recognize them and love it, or have no idea who they are, in which case it's totally cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it might be better that way.
So here it is, brand new record from POD's. It's called Murdered Love, and we kick it off with the first track, Eyes, right here, cover to cover. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. And there it is, POD, cover to cover. Album is called Murdered Love, and you may be wondering, but what about track 11, I Am? We actually got sent copies of this record to give away.
Yeah.
Sans track 11.
So sad.
Completely cut it off from,
But as you said, we talked to Sonny earlier, and it makes sense that they didn't send it to us because he didn't write that song for Christians.
Right.
And we're labeled the Christian station.
Yeah. So there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Cover to cover. We do it every single Monday. And don't forget, coming up this Wednesday, we're doing another sticker stop. We're going to be at Central and Sycamore Wednesday from noon to 1, hanging out. We got the new Static decal. We've got Static paper. And we literally just go kind of hang out.
Yeah. We are just gonna be, like you said, hanging out, but it's right off the freeway,
so it's easy.
So seriously,
come visit us for lunch. Make a plan now. You got a couple days to figure it out, and
there are some lunch places around there.
That's true.
So you can pick up lunch.
You never know. So Central and Sycamore from noon to 1 this Wednesday. We'll be out there, and that's it for us.
There you go.
You can always check out our podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. And we do it every single day.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Every day.
We out.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until mañana?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Later.
Peace.